Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Life Design with Linda Sachs. I'm your host, Linda Sachs. Today I've decided to take the airtime and really kind of take the clock, work backwards from the time that I started my show, which is almost a year ago, on Life Design with Linda Sachs, and to really get basic and to go right back to the raw and the real about living your life on purpose. How do we all know what our life purpose is? How can we be a trailblazer and blaze trails if we really don't understand why we're here and get the message that there is a unique reason why each and every one of us is here and brought and placed onto this earth? Now, this topic could go like on and on and on, but for the purposes of this show, because it really is an endless life purpose topic, we can take it from so many different angles. So what I'd like to really do for this show today is focus on life purpose, living life on purpose, and how do we start to begin to get that answer? Okay, so first thing I'm going to do is, since the show is solo today and I'm your it person, I've been working on this for many years. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my backstory so that it all makes sense. But before I do, there are two things. I'm hoping and opening up this show today, it is only a 30-minute show as usual, for anyone who is interested in calling in on topic of life purpose, of course, but I would like to, and I will give the exercise. I am gifting a really great exercise today. So whoever is out there, while I give a little bit of my backstory, if you can get access to a pen and a paper, a pencil and a paper, a crayon and a paper, anything that writes minus your fingernail, please do run out and get it. If you're in front of your cell phone, your laptop, and you can open up a program like Evernote or a Word document or anything, please do that, because I really do feel that this is really going to be beneficial and help you. It's breakthrough, it's groundbreaking, and it really is quite simple. So that's my gift to you today, my first gift. My second gift to all listeners today, my Trailblazer show, is for anyone that is listening or anyone that would, as I said before, like to call in. I am going to gift you a 30-minute consultation. In that 30-minute consultation, my intention is for you to get through some of the garbage that, you know, goes on and on in your negative mind and head, to try and get you that much closer to really being ready and sitting down and getting to the core of, why am I on this earth? Why was I placed here? And how do I learn to live my life on purpose? All right? So I am reachable at Linda, L-Y-N-D-A, at lindasachs.com. That's L-Y-N-D-A-S-A-C-K-S.com. That is my website, Linda Sachs. Please do message me with any feedback about the show. There is chat, obviously, that's open for any of you. But if you were listening, I will take your honorable word. And please do message me at lindasachs.com or on Facebook at Linda Sachs, L-Y-N-D-A-S-A-C-K-S. And it will be my pleasure to try and get you on purpose. So, a little bit of backstory on me. I have talked about it a few times on the show, but for the purposes of today, I'm going to do it real quick. From the time I was a little girl, I had a love for a lot of things. Music, art, cooking, clothes, fashion, play. I was interested in everything and anything. By the time I got to 14 years old, I was really kind of struck. How am I going to figure out what it is that I'm supposed to be doing? My family history and background was Eastern European parents who were brought up to believe that earning a living and providing for your family, for yourself, and sustenance, that coming from the almighty dollar and money, was all about living your life with your J-O-B. And that became living life on purpose to me and what it meant to me through my family background. Fast forward to that, with that kind of in my mind, when I had all kinds of great ideas that really maybe didn't necessarily kind of feel like they fit into the marketplace, I could overhear my father saying, you know, no one's going to buy that, or how are you going to make money with that? So my self-confidence and my self-esteem was vulnerable to those around me who I put ahead of myself, being very young, being a people pleaser, being the baby, not even really understanding that there was a better way. So with my backstory in mind, what I'm going to do during this show, and as we're going to get into it, I'm going to give you a few facts and tips and one major tool for all of you to begin to really understand and think more about and what it is about living your life on purpose. So get your pen and pencils, or your pen and your paper ready. Okay, let's get started right now, and let's talk about life on purpose once again. Try to think about living your life on purpose, not just about my life purpose, because that's where a lot of us get stuck. What does my life purpose mean? Well, it means something different to each and every individual that is walking on the face of this continent. Each of us was brought here with a unique gift. We may not really know what it is. We may think we know what it is because we connect it right away to our day job or our night job or whatever job we're doing for whatever reasons, to pay our bills, to look like we're busy, to just make like we're important for whatever reason. But living life on purpose is something totally different, okay? So how do you discover that? I'm not just talking, like I said, about daily responsibilities or your long-term goals. I'm really referring more to the real reason why you were brought here, the reason you exist. If you really want to discover your true life purpose, your purpose in life, you must really first, and listen to this well, if you want to jot this down and note it, please do. You must first empty your mind of all the false purposes that you've been taught, including the idea that you may not even have a purpose at all. Think back on my backstory. Where do you start? Well, I've read and studied so many different ways to do this. I have been a lifelong, in progress on trying to find the simplest way to be able to figure out what should I be doing. The more open that you are about a process, any kind, and the more that you expect it to work, in other words, your intentions, the faster it will work for you. Not being open or having any doubts or thinking that an exercise is mindless, something that you find online, something that falls in front of you on your lap in a bookstore, something that comes up in conversation socially, out for dinner with friends. I've learned that these things really don't happen by accident. Try to be open to the fact that these things do happen with intention, and the intention is for you to prosper. Okay, we are all brought really onto this earth, and I think it really begins with us. Prospering really matters, and when you talk about prosper means to be happy. All right, that's great. There is someone in the queue. I hear that it's Kat. Kat, you don't have to talk with me if you don't want to. Thank you so much for messaging in. You can give me your contact message on Facebook at Linda Sacks, LyndaSacks, or you can go on my website and message me, and it will be my pleasure. Let's set something up real soon. But Kat, please take out a pen and paper, and I'd like to have you do this exercise as well, so please join us. Great. For anyone else that'd like to just message in, you don't even have to talk to me. My first 30-minute session is out there, and there are more of those where that came from. So get your pen and paper. All right. So let's get started, okay? This is what you need to do. Get a blank white sheet of paper in front of you. Like I said, open up a Word doc program on your laptop or even get Evernote on your cell phone, okay? And I want you to write down this question. Please try to be open and not laugh, because the first time I did this, really it felt so simple that I was laughing. But it is on the same premise as journaling, and I will explain to you after giving you the exercise of why this really does work. All right, so pen and paper ready. Write this down. What is my true purpose in life? Question mark. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Lucky 7 words. What is my true purpose in life? That is your question. Now, take a pause for a minute, because the exercise will be a lot longer than this, but well worth your journey and your effort. What you're going to do is you're going to write down at first, and please listen before you start writing, you're going to write down the very first answer that pops into your head. There is nothing judgmental here. You could write down, I clean and wash toilets. I nurse my baby. I clean my kitchen sink. I walk my dog 4 times a day and pick up dog poop. Seriously, that's what this is all about. You are working through your negative mind into your in through your positive mind through to your neutral mind. It is on the same premise as transcendental meditation. It is all about our belief systems. But with this, what is my true purpose in life? Each one of us really does have a true purpose, and there is an answer. So you're going to be answering the question, what is my true purpose in life? You're going to write down the very first answer that pops into your head. It doesn't even have to be a full sentence. Even a short phrase would be fine, okay? So now you're just going to keep repeating this question, the answer to the question over and over and over again. And when I tell you over and over and over again, I mean, I really wouldn't want you to be doing this during the course of this show because for the time that I have in this show, if you've done this whole exercise without quitting in 30 minutes, you're a champion. And that would be amazing. Please do not judge yourself. Do not look at a timetable or a schedule or anything. There are no judgments here. Whatever time it will take is different for each and every person. So now you're going to keep repeating the answers, okay? You're like you were in a journal. Don't stop. Even if you have pages and pages of short answers, long answers, just keep writing. Keep writing and keep writing and keep writing. Now I'm going to give you the whole explanation behind this, like I said, real simplistic exercise, because that's really it. That's all. It is, what is my true purpose in life? The Lucky Seven question. And it doesn't matter if you are a doctor or a bodybuilder or an engineer. So if you're banging off answers while I'm talking, super. If you're not, please just do listen, because to some people this exercise is going to seem juvenile, ridiculous, and even downright stupid. It will and could even take a lot longer than you think to first get through all the falseness and all the false answers that will come out. But I can promise you, if you do persist and if you have been entrenched in a low awareness type of living, which a lot of us have, what does that mean? We've been going to jobs our whole life just to pay our bills. They've been mindless jobs. You know, we really haven't loved them. Our heart hasn't been into them. A day goes through and we just feel like every day we do the same thing over and over and over again, and it's just become mundane. Well, our world's changed. Our world is globally shifting now. We all need to coexist. And for all of us that were in this, you know, have been alive previous to 2012, of course, prior to the Aquarian and the global shift, you know, we've had other people to help pull us up, even for short-term or quick fixes. Our family, our friends, our husbands, our boyfriends, even our kids, or distract us and keep us busy. But that's not going to work anymore, because there's more and more of us now that are shifting, and we're all out there kind of in this pool swimming together. So we really do need each other desperately. So that was my purpose today, for taking a little bit of a stop on the brakes with Trailblazers and thinking, you know what? They're great. There's so many amazing people out there doing amazing things. What about all those people that really don't know what they want to do but are so gifted? And I'm reaching out to all of you people to tell you, have no shame. Don't be judging yourself. There are answers, and we're going to find them together, all right? So trust me, you will be struck by the answers that will come up from this exercise. Now, the answers that are going to come up that are going to be the right ones are going to be the right ones that are going to surge you with emotion. Pretty much, they should make you cry, okay? To get to that answer that really breaks you and just drives you beyond belief. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to be jumping up and down. Oh, my God, what is my life purpose? This is crazy. I should be a singer. I should go start my own television show, whatever. No, it's going to be something that the answer will really resonate throughout your whole body, that you would almost feel like you took your hand and you literally were a wire and you put your hand into the socket in a wall, and all of a sudden you just electrified. But tears should come. This happened for me. I've tried it on a few of my clients. It's amazing and it works. So now you can have typically 50 to 100 answers. By the 50 to 100 answers, what is my true purpose in life? If you feel like you want to quit, and you may feel like you have an urge to give it up, you may make an excuse and go do something else. That's totally normal. Please try to push through the resistance and just keep writing, okay? Because that feeling of resistance will eventually pass. Now, this exercise is really that easy. What is my true purpose in life? Question mark. Put it out there. Put it out there with colors. You know, put it out there with different colored crayons, whatever. Whatever you're feeling inside, that's what you need to trust, and that's what you need to follow. Now, you may find a few answers that may seem to give you a minor surge of emotion. You're not there yet. Don't quite give up. If you haven't cried, that's because some of these answers are just a little bit off. You're close, but you haven't really gotten there yet. Highlight the answers that seem to give you a little bit of a rise. You know, if you have a yellow, pink, purple, blue highlighter, you can go to the nines with this. But really take it seriously. You can go back and you can generate so many new permutations if you just stick with this. Now, each answer that you're going to have is going to reflect a little bit of a piece of your purpose, and it's going to be taking you along the path. But individually, all those answers that you've gotten are not complete yet. So you need to keep going. When you start getting some answers, it means you're warm, but you're really not hot. Hot to the H-O-T hot, you've got to keep going till you get to that. It really is so important to do this exercise alone, by the way, with absolutely no interruptions, nobody around you. If you can find a real quiet place, I would really strongly suggest that there be no music. It's as though you were meditating, and you really should not have any external distractions whatsoever. A park, somewhere in nature, the ocean. Try and find ways to make it fun. You know, a first statement for someone like me when I first did this exercise, because I have been through so many jobs, was, life is meaningless. I don't even have a purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. How come I don't know my purpose? And that made me want to cry. That was really frustrating. So that was my initial experience. So please, I decided to really, like I said, put on the brakes today and bring this exercise to all of you to the forefront, because I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in study. I have a gazillion, and I tell you, I've moved to 5 different cities. I have a gazillion books on life purpose, and I've always been fascinated with CNN heroes. I understand what it is to be a trailblazer, and I believe we all have trailblazer in us. But in order to be able to get to the trailblazer in us, that's a real courageous place. We need to know ourselves well enough and have trust in ourselves that we are going to be there when we need to rise up and step up. That whether the universe meets us halfway or doesn't meet us halfway, or whether we have support systems and friends or whoever, as I said, we do need those support systems. The most important one being ourselves, us, to our own selves, be true. You are going to arrive at your unique answer. You do need to persevere, and you really do absolutely not need to give up. You're not allowed to give up if you really are taking this seriously. Discovering your purpose is really the easy part. This is a little bit of the trying news that I need to share with you, because I don't believe in sugarcoating anything. The challenging part of this whole exercise is it is just the beginning, and this is going to resonate and sit with you, but having this work for you on a daily basis and working on yourself to the point where you really truly become your purpose, well, that's where I come in. So, you know, we are a work in progress every day, and we need to be living what we hear and read and see true to purpose. Now, I have one daughter that loves to watch reality shows. I can't go near them, because if I, you know, watch one more show, which I don't want to mention the name, it takes me so off reality that reality shows to me today on TV are really not, well, they're reality to an extreme, but I think our realities have changed. Our world is drastically changing. We are all in a shift. I'm an empath. I'm a 2911 on my life purpose. I understand what a lot of people go through. I get it at a really high level, highly skewed energetically. I need to constantly recharge my own personal and professional energy with a lot of different strategies that I use so that I'm up to speed and able to help other people. I drain enough of my own energy, believe me. So we are all human, but we all do need to coexist and work together. If you are really inclined to ask, once again, like I said, why does this process work? Since nobody is calling in, I'm going to assume there's a bunch of you out there saying, can this really work? This is ridiculous. Well, put the question aside for a little bit, okay? Just put it aside and let it be. Don't even work on it today. Don't answer it today, but keep it in your mind. I have decided that I am going to blog about this, so, and I don't normally blog because I really, you know, I can go on and on when it comes to blogging, but I really love video and I love my radio show. But I've had so many people, you know, that I've been meeting lately that are just lost and they just don't get what it is that they're doing and their job just isn't working for them. This is not about J-O-B. Once you get the answers to these questions, your life purpose should permeate and it should resonate in every part of your life. When you spend downtime with your family, when you're watching a television show, this is going to resonate with you at your core level so that it's going to flow in every single facet and part of your life. I have some very old dear friends now that I'm having a lot of fun with on Facebook, actually, since my high school reunion. And I have two or three guys that, you know, I put posts on Facebook and I say, any thoughts? And I've got them going, and it's beautiful because these are two men that I really didn't get close to in high school that were meant for me to come back to in my 50s. And it's just such a pleasure to see how one is out in the country working his land and his farm. And another one is an accountant, but his whole purpose is all about his life and his family. And who would have ever thought, knowing these two guys in high school, they are living so true to their purpose. And they're men, and I'm so incredibly proud of you, both of you. I hope you know who you are. But really, the most of us have been trained in a skill, and this is not what this is about. If you really want to trailblaze and really help and resonate and do something that's authentic, as we use the word authentic and real, you need to eat, breathe, sleep this, that it can energize you when you're sick. It can energize you when you're exhausted. It will always seem to pull excitement out of you. That's when you know you're living true to your purpose. Now, I gave you one small little taster, one little freebie today, just a sample of one of the tons of exercises that I have that I use when I work with people. I do counsel and coach people one-on-one. You can reach me, as I said, on Facebook at Linda Sacks, LindaSacks. You can also reach me at Linda, LYNDA, at LindaSacks.com. I would love your feedback. We are all on this journey together, you know. We really do need to learn from each other, and there is so much that we learn from each other. And in keeping quiet about all this and just doing these, this one exercise we need to do on our own, but sharing the answers and the results that we have, the stuff that we wrote down, don't rip and throw that stuff away. That stuff is all very meaningful. It's got a wealth of knowledge and stuff in there that's all about you. And you know, if there is any, you know, reaction from this or any request on another show, which, of course, it is a whole other show, I will tell you right now, don't expect to get an answer that's going to say, I am, like I said, a bodybuilder or I am a makeup artist. That's not; those are not the answers we're looking for. The answers that are going to come up are going to be core energetically. They may have words in them like resonate. They may get really very spiritual. They may come through feeling. That's what we're really looking for. We're not looking for an answer that defines itself in a job. I am a media host. I am a technician. I'm a carpenter. Stay clear and far away from that. If those are your answers and they're making you cry and get hysterical, well, congratulations. Then you're dead spot there. But that pretty much 80 to 90% of the people, because again, we're saying living life on purpose, are not going to come up with that answer. My guess in the statistics are also showing that 80 to 90% of the people that do these type of exercises should achieve answers in pretty much less than one physical hour in a 60-minute period. I did this for 25, 30 minutes straight. It can rattle, it can shatter you, it can pull up all your stuff. It cannot be pretty, it cannot be fun, you know the exercise is working. If you are fully and really entrenched in your beliefs, that's great. like I just said, you may be so resistant to this process. It may take you up to 5 sessions. It may take up to 3 hours. If you need to walk away, that's okay. Walk away and come back a few minutes later. Don't give up on this exercise. Please don't quit, because for all the books and for all the life coaches that are out there, they go back to the old kitchen table, the old kitchen table wisdom stuff that is so simple and so easy. And what is all that stuff? It's asking the simple questions. We have all the answers inside us. It's called KISS. It's called Keep It Simple. I like to call it KIRSS. Keep it really simple. And I don't even really like the stupid on the end. If we could find another something for that, keep it, you know, really simple and sweet. But the answers are there. We talk about life mission and mission statements. This is something that's really very similar as well. But I would say if you're at the starting gate, this is where you need to be. Put halt on all those fancy books and all those courses that are out there, all those webinars and all those series. I can only speak for myself, and I guess that's the best thing that I can do in the authentic and the genuine way that I work and the real way that I work with people. I have been through endless, and I say endless. I still have to stop myself this week as 3 more invitations came in, because I'm now part of a mastermind group. And it's interesting. We're a group of 6 people, and I'm watching them intensively, and I'm making a lot of observations. We tend to always very often look outside ourselves. What's happening in this mastermind group is great, and I'm supposedly the navigator that keeps everybody back on course, the cheerleader. I love that. Thank you, Deb. And thank you, Sharon. And thank you, Bonnie. So, you know, really pretty much of what I hear is I keep everybody on course. I help everybody navigate. Well, the reason why I can do that is because 50-odd years of my life were spent all over and all across the board, where I had a lot of hyper-energy, and I couldn't understand why from one job to another I got so bored, and I just didn't like the work that I was doing. And I just wanted to just let it go and let it quit. You know, I had a higher purpose, and I knew that my higher purpose was helping all of you find your purpose. So with all the love in my heart, there are 3 minutes left in the show. I'm going to kind of go back and tell you all one more time again, discovering your purpose is the easy part, okay? It's going to take you 25 to 30 minutes. It may take you an hour. What is my true purpose in life? What is my true purpose in life? Find some quiet time, sit down, go inside. For those of you that meditate, this may be easier. For those of you who are resistant and have more hyper energy, know that this is almost like a meditation, and that's what you need for the stillness, because the answers are really truly in the stillness. Living a life on purpose. Think about life purpose and what it says. Living your life on purpose. Try to rework it that way. Don't look outside yourself to experts and to other people, to coaches, to onto Facebook and get ridiculous and crazy with all this energetic energy that's gonna be pulled, and it's gonna come right at you and take you all in. It's an incredibly intensive amount of stuff to process. It will compound itself with all the years of life and life experience and everything you've held in your cellular energy your whole life from your day-to-day experiences. This is what we need to shed. This is what we need to get rid of. Okay, so it's like journaling. It's like people that just start to journal. You know, you start to journal and you're told, once again, I am a coach, okay, people journal. You can journal for a few days or a week. You need to get rid of all the craziness in your head. Don't really look at what you're writing. Don't try to analyze it. Don't try to control it. Don't do any of that. Okay, I'm going to recap because there is only about a minute left. I want to thank you all for being with me today. What I want to say to you all is be courageous. Go get a pen, a colored pencil, a bunch of highlighter markers. No music, no nothing. Stillness, peace, and quiet. What is my true purpose in life? Just sit down and get with something that really is so simple. Start at the beginning state. Go to the starting gate. Just give it your first shot. Be open. Be there. Good luck. Please, you can message me on Facebook, as I said, LindaSacks. It would be my pleasure. Linda Sacks, Los Angeles, on Facebook. You can find me at lindasacks.com, Lynda, at Lynda-Sacks.com. Thank you so much for being with me today. I commend you all, any one of you that starts on this exercise, and I would so love to hear from you. There's power in numbers. There's power in all of you and all of us helping each other. Go about your life. Live your life on purpose. And I hope to see you all next week. I do have a guest next week, but I'm thinking I may take the next few weeks on trailblazing and try and give you all more tips. So if that is something that you'd like, please do find me on Facebook or on my website and send me some feedback and let me know how to get in touch with you. All right, everybody be well, and I will see you next Wednesday. Thanks. Take care. Have a great week.